This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show.
Hi, Fred. My name is Josh Shell, host of the Let's Start a Cult podcast. The only podcast host to go out and start another podcast. That's right. Myself, John from the Dumbfound Dead podcast, and Sean from Shots and Thoughts podcast have come together to create Reddit on Wiki, a podcast where each week, starting August 2nd, one host will poorly research a topic by themselves and present it to their co-hosts. This past week, we recorded a test episode, and we were so excited that we wanted to share it with everyone. So enjoy this test episode hosted by John, and be sure to subscribe to Reddit on Wiki wherever you listen to podcasts, and leave a review on the first episode. We will be including reviews in the upcoming episodes, so we want to hear from you. Without further ado, please enjoy the inaugural episode of Reddit on Wiki.
Welcome to Reddit on Wiki. I am one of your hosts, John. You may know me from my previous show, The Dumbfound Dead, and I am joined today with my amazing co-host. First up, he may just have you indoctrinated already. Give it up to the host of Let's Start a Cult. It's Josh. And joining us is one third of the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s, Shots and Thoughts. It is none other than Sean. Fellas, what's good?
Not much, man. Not much. Excited to get this thing started.
Hell yeah, dude. Excited to be a part of it. Let's do this thing.
Let's make fucking history tonight. So, quick overview of Reddit on Wiki. Each week, we crappily research random topics on Wikipedia while lurking in Reddit, as well using it for quote-unquote additional resources, and I use that air quotation really, really strongly. We are going to be wrong most of the time, probably a lot. Everything will be missing.
99%
of the time. 99%.
Hell yeah. Everything will be mispronounced, I guarantee you. Oh. But we're going to have a shit ton of fun. That's the whole point of this. One host will present every week, while the other two comes up with either a theory or a hypothesis of what the episode's going to be about. The host will then tell a story, and then we'll discuss what we just talked about towards the end. Now that the premise is kind of out of the way, this is, disclaimer, this is our first time recording together. So bear with us. We're still going to try to establish some chemistry together, but today's kind of the introductory episode, so get that formality out of the way. As you all know, again, I used to be one of the hosts of the Dumbfound Dead pod. When the show ended, I reached out to Sean and Josh because obviously I'm a huge fan of their shows. Josh, I've been a guest host at Let's Start a Cult for about, what, one third of the episodes you have produced so far?
Quite a few. You are most of my content, I think.
So we kind of have that chemistry going, and Sean is pretty much my long-lost brother. We're literally like 4 hours apart, like city-wise. I swear, man, we have the same interests in everything. And even though he has questionable taste in burgers, still, like, I give it up for Sean. But
reverse, yeah, Uno card, dude. My burger taste is impeccable. Whataburger is legit. It is the best fast food burger. But that's another conversation for another
Maybe time. That's another episode topic for you, my brother.
Just I would hear that possibly. Debate.
Hell yeah. But yeah, most of the time, I've always been kept up at night reading some random Wikipedia pages. And then that kind of leads me to a rabbit hole going to Reddit and looking for subreddits of that topic. I may go to bed at 9 p.m. Next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. and I'm still reading shit like at night. So that's why this kind of idea came about. Like, yeah, I couldn't really think of anyone else that I wanted to collab with, but with these guys. So I'm definitely excited. But what about you guys? What made you agree to do this shit with me?
When John said he wouldn't rather do it with anyone else, he means that we were his last options.
You were my first and only option, you fuckers. All right. So don't at me.
No, I love the premise. And yeah, I love Sean's show. And John, I loved the Dumbfound Dead. So figured I'd hop on and see where this crazy train takes me.
Yeah, kind of pretty similar. Like John said, we have a lot of the same interests, minus In-N-Out, but like wrestling, funny stories, fucking ghost shit, spooky shit. You know, it's a lot of the same vibes. So I was like, he hit me up. He was like, I have a new idea. I want to get you on. I have a homie, Josh, who has a really good podcast. And I already knew about Josh's podcast. So I was like, oh, I'm double extra down. So yeah, man, let's fucking get it.
This was, man, he was real nice to you, Sean. All he said was, I need a token white guy. And then,
hell yeah. Hey, Josh is invited views to the Boodle fight. So like, we're going to tell you what about the Boodle fight's all about, but
can't wait for that episode.
Hell yeah. So like what Sean mentioned, I'm going to get into some spooky shit. And the first story that I'm going to do today is going to get freaky right quick. And just because, well, Sean and I are both Filipino, and for once, we actually got some sort of representation in the mainstream media. We just had a comic adapted into a Netflix show called Trece. Does that mean 13 in Tagalog? I don't know. Kind of.
Bro, I'm Filipino by skin color only, my guy. I wish I knew more. I wish I was Tagalog. I knew Tagalog, but Texan, baby. It's bad.
All right, hey, that's fine by me, man. And, all right, so I'm not going to spoil anything. If you want to possibly check it out, it's on Netflix. But it involves a spirit detective, per se. Have you ever watched Yu Yu Hakusho, any of you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, hell yeah. See,
I have not.
No, spirit. Damn it. Josh, really? Anyways.
Do they have anime in Canada? That's a thing there, right? That's
oh, yeah, still they popular. Have anime here. I'm just not a big anime weeb, so this will be new for
whoa,
me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Calling us weebs already?
Whoa.
Damn.
All right.
Bro, I
this
think
is the first and last episode of Reddit on Wiki, guys. It's been real, y'all.
We have a new host next week.
I just offend everyone as soon as they come on.
Well, we needed some sort of like a safeguard. You know, we need that white friend that's like, if we ever get pulled over, the officers would be like, all right, man, you got someone white, you good.
Safe.
You're free to go.
The story of Trece, it's about a spirit detective. The protagonist is named Alexandra Trece, and it follows her story, her origins, trials, tribulations, and all that crap. And it's set in kind of like a fictional setting of Manila, the capital of the Philippines, I think. I really enjoyed that there's a lot of folklore, subtle mannerisms that involves the Filipino culture, as well as highlighting some common themes that happens where they kind of mask monsters behind politicians, but let's not go there because I know Josh just got in trouble by a lot of people on TikTok because of his QAnon episode. So that's another story.
That was a good one. Follow me on TikTok and go read those comments.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
But I won't be exactly talking about Trece, but I will be talking about some of the creatures that was part of the show, which in the Filipino folklore, they're called aswangs. Sean, you might know what these are, right? You know what aswang is? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know like the specifics of it. It was just like I was told stories when I was a kid by my parents.
Okay. And Josh, so, since you're our token white friend, it's spelled like aswang, like A-S-W-A-N-G. So don't get any fucking funny ideas, all right?
Well, that's where I went with it. Do you want to hear my theory on what I think it was?
Let's hear both of your theories of what it's about.
Oh, all right, God, I'm nervous.
You kind of almost went into it there. Like, I need to clarify this was, I didn't know how to pronounce the word. And I'm also a child. So the first thing I thought was aswang.
Perfect.
So I was like, oh, this is the Philippine dick butt meme, right? You know, like dick butt.
Is that a Canadian thing, dick butt?
Yeah, you what the fuck dick is dick butt? Butt?
What is that?
Is that a thing? So yeah, you don't have anime there, but you have dick butt.
Yeah, we have dick butt. No, I think this is like an internet culture thing. Like, I did a little bit of research on dick butt because I went down my own rabbit hole.
Yo, so you went down a rabbit hole with a dick butt.
Quote unquote research.
Research.
Oh yeah, research. Yeah, I did a lot of research in my day too.
Yeah. You know, Pornhub, Noodle Magazine, X Videos, xnxx.com, X Videos.
Hours
what
and
else?
Hours.
You just, yeah, I just can name all of them. Shit.
You can never get enough research.
Yeah, so basically dick butt is this poorly drawn penis and testicle that is sort of used as like a Rickroll. So it kind of just appears when you least expect it, like right now, I guess. this is a perfect. So I thought my elaborate conspiracy was that John was doing this whole hour-long episode just at the end of it. He could lean in real close to the mic and be like, dick butt. And then just end the show there. I don't know. How close was I?
Not even close, my guy. Nowhere.
Nowhere near.
Shit.
Yeah, this dick butt ain't going nowhere. Oh, shit. What about you, Sean? Well, yes. I know you said like your parents kind of said some stories back in your day. Like, what was your kind of idea of what an aswang was?
So when I first heard about it, it's just like, oh, like every monster is considered aswang. Like, oh, you better do this or the aswang will get you or blah, 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 stuff like that. So it's just like boogeyman, vampire, like whatever. They're all aswang. So that's all I know. I don't know the specifics. I haven't watched the anime on Netflix. I've been meaning to, but.
So just knowing what I've heard so far, is it kind of like Brothers Grimm or like, I don't know.
I don't think.
Do you know what the Brothers Grimm are?
I know that in that like medieval supernatural, like that show Supernatural.
Yeah, kind of like that. Well, it's like the Brothers Grimm fairy tales were like a bunch of like a collection of monsters or whatever from Germany, I want to say. This is off of all. I didn't do any research on this part, but
it's the best thing.
Yeah, I believe they were like just a collection of monsters, fairy tales and stuff like that from these two brothers, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Is it something similar to that?
And that's actually going to lead me to the point of what was said in the Wikipedia articles. Thank you, John.
Just like, wow. Just like we planned it.
Just like
what
we planned
segue.
It.
What a segue.
What a segue. All right.
You guys are fucking pros, huh?
I know. I'm telling you, you guys were a fucking perfect fit, all right? So this is what was according to Wikipedia. Aswang is an umbrella term for various shape-shifting evil creatures in Filipino folklore, such as vampires, ghouls, witches, viscera suckers, and werebeasts, usually cats, dogs, pigs. The aswang is a subject of a wide variety of myths, stories, arts, and films it is well known throughout the Philippines. Spanish colonists noted that the aswang was the most feared among the mythical creatures in the Philippines, even in the 16th century. Although with no specific motive other than harming others, their behavior can be interpreted as an inversion of the traditional Filipino values. The aswang is especially popular in Visayas, southern parts of Luzon, and parts of Mindanao, including Capiz. So that's what was in Wikipedia. And you were kind of going that direction, Josh. Like, it seems like it's a lot of other cultures have that similar type of folklore, I guess. It's just this is their Filipino twist of it.
I like it. It's okay. It's spicier.
To the guy that doesn't enjoy spicy things.
What?
I enjoy spicy mayo, okay?
Bro. Hey. Is spicy mayo as hot as you get?
I'll do banana peppers. That's about as far as I'll push it, probably.
Hey, bro.
Banana peppers?
Hey, let's give him a pass, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Round of applause, please.
All right. So let's start with the origins of aswang. So where did the term aswang comes from? So the origin of the word aswang, according to theculturetrip.com, originated from the word aso wang. It's not like dog dog dick, because aso is dog and wang. It's aso wang, okay? So fuck you, Josh. Aso translate to dogs, and since many of these creatures shapeshifted, where they usually took the form of our lovely four-legged buddies. Of course, the Philippines being colonized by so many different countries, we got like dick butt by Spain for like hundreds of years.
That's why we all look hella different, bro.
Yeah.
Like there's some Filipinos that be looking super like
light skin.
You know what I'm talking about? And then the super light skin ones. Dude, I can't. Filipinos are like every race in Asia, plus Spanish, plus Samoans, plus everything.
That's true.
It's wild.
We've been told that we were the Mexicans of Asia. That's that's another thing. That's why we fit so well with the Mexican culture. It's like,
that's true.
Of course, the Philippines being colonized by so many different countries, it was bound to get some of their beliefs and superstitions. Philippines being so close to the country Malaysia, shout out, by the way, to a good friend of mine, Dr. Jules from Riddle Me That. There was, I know she's plugins already. There were some migration to the Philippines, and because of that, they brought some of their local folklore. One being a blood-sucking demon, usually in the form of a super beautiful woman or some hag. There's really nothing in between, but...
Damn it, who brought in the hag?
I know. If I'm going to die, if I'm going to get sucked, like, at least better be someone cute, you know? But
we're going to keep it PG.
You said a super beautiful woman. You said beautiful woman, and Josh was like, yeah, I remember that in my research. The ass and the wang and the beautiful woman. Yeah,
I think I saw that.
I saw this. This is coming, together.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was listening to Shots and Thoughts podcast episode a while ago. I mean, they did mention Adriana Chechik. So I don't know if that's the kind of research that you've been doing, buddy. But
bro, I'd be confused sometimes when they saying shit, bro.
Who?
Me.
What? Oh.
I was like, anytime I hear a name I don't immediately recognize and they're laughing hysterically, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, porn star, right. Of course, yeah.
Just always assume, yeah.
I do my own research sometimes too. Anyways, in Malaysia.
Late at night.
Yeah. Shit, even like in the middle of a work day, if I need a break, goddamn.
Yeah, it's remote work from home now.
Yeah, I want to zoom out real quick, shit. Anyways, in Malaysia, however, they called them Penanggal, but in the Philippines, it shifted to the Manananggal. So there's a kind of a separation there, which I'll kind of get to later. I'll explain a little bit more of what they are. Going back to the point that the Philippines has been colonized for such a long period of time, Spain also managed to sneak in some of their ideas. Of course, they were there for hundreds of years. Again, mentioned that Philippines is pretty much the Mexico of Asia, a lot of Spanish influences as well. Anytime there was something unexplained, they tried to twist the narrative that some of these folklores are works of the devil. So naturally, people would then be convinced to possibly convert to Catholicism. So at the end of the day, it's all like a propaganda, pretty much.
Classic European trick.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah,
man. But these creatures and the paranormal already kind of sank its fangs in the Filipino culture, that there were figureheads that led communities and they became some sort of the de facto leader / community leader. And in pre-colonial Philippines, they were referred to as Babaylan. And you'll see that in the show if you end up watching Trece. Babaylans are considered a strong female individuals who again was the leader of towns, communities, or barangay. Shout out to Cap G and Cap Mimai from Wakang Lilingon in the Philippines. Spotify exclusive show, by the way. People would go there to get cured for any ailments, and but this kind of did not fly with when the Spanish arrived. The Spanish fly, shout out Sammy Guevara. I know you know all about that, Sean.
Let's go.
So the Spaniards began to spread rumors, and in true classic fashion, they tried to tear women down. They said they were too strong, they were too much power. So what did they do? They try to indoctrinate people, and they began to side with the Spanish, thinking that they don't want to associate themselves in the dark arts or the underworldly tactics that they claim that these women did. So women, especially in power, who are like in more beautiful nature, that has like control of like men or like neighborhoods, automatic witches. Like they practice dark art.
Yes, classic misogyny.
Oh, fuck
those
men
fucking suck, dude.
We're fucking toxic, us men, all right? But really, it's just a way to suppress these women and weaken their status in the hierarchy of things in the Philippines. To this day, Aswang are still very much part of the Filipino culture. I want to say part of this, and Sean, this is exactly what, and this is perfect that you said this earlier, is just a way to put fear so you listen to your parents, pretty much. Because in the Philippines, it's very much culture to say like, "Hoy, anak, go home before the light goes away." Like, if the light is off, go home. Like, that's how we went home. Like, there was no clock saying, "Hey, it's 6 o'clock, you gotta be home." No, it's when the lights on the street start to come on, your ass better be at home.
How old are you, John?
I'm 30.
Sounds like from the, like way back in the day where people didn't have watches on.
Bitch, I'm old! you mean? Just because you're in like mid-20s still, you fucker. Like, you don't.
Wait, how old are you, Josh?
27. I had to think about that for a second. So not that much younger, but
we're the same shit. We're all the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just pulling John's leg because he's old.
I'm the oldest one in here, huh?
You are the oldest one in here,
bro. I'm only older than you by like a couple of days.
Hey.
Right?
Who cares about the technicalities? You know what I'm saying?
All right. So all of you got a fucking manopo. Fuck y'all. Where was I? I lost my part. Oh yeah. So I want to say part of it was fear, so you can respect your parents' wishes to go home before dark. But literally, there's festivals held, and obviously with the adaptation of the show Trece, means that the folklore pretty much is still part of the tradition, whether you believe in it or not. Also, kind of a caveat, there's been discussions of people trying to debunk the existence of these creatures. One of them was actually the prevalence of an X-linked dystonia Parkinsonism disease that is prevalent in a specific region in the Philippines. The illness causes slow movements, weird body posture, and sometimes facial disfigurations, hanging tongue and all that shit. So like they kind of move like zombies. So like, of course, like people saying like, oh my God, this person looks different. They must be Aswangs.
So, damn, that's fucked up.
I mean,
yeah, that is fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. But you know, that's how people are though. Like when people start like seeing things that are different, they treat them differently, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. So
do you think a lot of these came from like people that had Parkinson's or whatever you said? Sorry. Do you think some of these legends came from that?
I want to say yes, because in the Philippines, it's kind of been disproven, but this specific disease comes from that place that I mentioned earlier called Capiz. Mm. And then in the Philippines, they label Capiz as like the kind of like the Aswang capital of the world or of the Philippines. But right. That specific linked disease is kind of exclusive to that region. So
interesting.
Yeah, that's, well,
I wonder why that is. Like genetics? Is it?
It's from all the colonization. You know, the Spanish brought in some diseases, and you know, like you know what happened when they brought pigs into like the New World. The next thing you know, everyone's dying from fucking diseases. So blame Spanish people, like at this point. But shout out to all people the Spanish listening to this. Don't cancel.
Bro, no, fuck you.
Low key, I can't imagine life without lechon. So like, kind of thank you a little bit, I mean, but you know, also fuck you.
I can't imagine life without paella. So like, thank y'all. You know, so it's just like
facts.
So now that the origin kind of came about, I'm kind of describe a couple of the most notable ones. And just a couple, like I'll describe like two of them because there's a shit ton of them, like really. So the first creature that I'm going to be talking about is called the Tikbalang, okay? So the Tikbalang, all right, what do you think a Tikbalang is?
Josh, go ahead and try and say that real quick.
I just said Tik Boy. That's all I had to contribute.
Tikbalang. If you were to guess.
I don't know.
Josh, don't feel bad. I'm just as confused as you, and I'm actually Filipino, so if anyone feels like shit, it's me.
I could take this on another dick butt road, but you just tell us what it is, John.
Sean, you got any guesses?
Dick? Say it again?
Dick balang. With a T, not a dick, all right?
Yeah, I know. Dick balang.
That was like schlong or something like
that. Dude, I'm going to make a dick joke.
Don't cannot get enough.
I got you.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Okay, so Tikbalang is a half man, half horse. So this dude.
Oh, shit.
So I had to write this down. This dude puts the wang in Aswan.
My God.
I had to. I'm sorry. So according to.
So they're centaurs.
Basically, but you know how centaurs are horse waist down, right?
Oh, these are the other way around?
Yes.
What the fuck?
So you got the human dick, bro. You don't put that wang and asshole.
No, like they have like it's kind of weird because they have both. Like they're upright.
I'm looking this up. How do you spell this?
Tikbalang. All right, I'm gonna just explain this, okay? So Tikbalangs, according to mythis.fandom.com, are tall humanoid-like creatures resembling
a
horse.
What the fuck? Looks like a jacked furry. Is that not an apt description of seeing right now?
So they're also noted. They're noted to be rocking like dark mane with a lighter fur to show. So he's kind of dark skin and light skin at the same time. So he got best of both worlds.
Jesus.
So think of an upright centaur. So kind of just think of it like that. Now that Josh seen what it looks like, they are pretty freaky looking. So these Aswangs are known to be the pranksters of the Aswang group, pretty much. They often play tricks and rely on deception, like preventing them or like preventing people who they wanted to fuck with from reaching their destination by altering their path. Although Aswangs tend to have a reputation of being bad creatures, some legend has it that these creatures are actually guardians they're actually guardians, that they're the gatekeeper of their tribe, pretty much. So maybe they're just playing these tricks to make sure that nobody bothers them or finds out where they actually live. As far as superpowers are concerned, they won't be mythical creatures unless they have some sort of a supernatural abilities. And according to folklore, thick balangs have the ability to both transform themselves to be like humans, or they can be completely invisible to them. So it's either they're full-ass humans that can walk among us, or they just busted a John Cena and said, "Bro, you can't see me." Like, there's no going on about that.
That seems very convenient to be like, just you can't disprove it. They're invisible.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah, it seems like someone tried to call out someone on, "Oh, that's not real. There's no way that's a thing." And he's like, "Oh, they go invisible or they're humans." It's, yeah. It's like, "Fuck you. You can't cover up all the caveats."
So pretty much like someone like mass produced fucking Harry Potter had an invisibility cloak or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So all of them are issued by one at birth for some reason. But anyways, to keep going. But yeah, man, ain't that some shit? Like, you're a big ass horse or you go invisible. Like, yeah, like, I kind of want that power. But anyways.
Yeah. Like, I want to almost describe one of these. Like, some of them are just like these like jack
fucking swole horses. Dude, I googled it too. I'm like, yo, what the, it's a fucking horse head, human arm and chest, and then horse legs and just hair around the dick, but you know what's under there. You
I'm
know
just
what's
getting
under
ripped
there.
Tonight. R.I.P.
Yeah, it's like the perfect fucking body and then just a horse head. It's like, it's like,
this is literally a furry's dream. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're right there, Josh. You're starting to sweat under your jacket or what?
Yeah, Josh, I'll need a minute, boys. I need some research time real quick. I need to take a break.
We got a sponsor we can plug in here.
Not yet. This podcast sponsored by Dick Butt.
Sponsored by Blue Chew. No.
Manscaped.
Oh, shit. Hey, Manscaped, we're back. Yeah, all right,
those horses don't do Manscaped, but.
All right. So, where was I? I fucking lost myself again. As if this wasn't weird enough as it is, like seeing what it actually kind of looked like. Wait until you hear how you can possibly avoid being misled or fooled by the thick balang. Do you have any guesses what precautions you have to do to avoid getting fucked with by a thick balang?
I'd guess running down a hill.
Running down a hill, okay.
He seems pretty top heavy.
Skip leg day. Got that prison body, okay?
Yeah.
Sean, what's a guess for you that to avoid being messed with by a thick balang?
I guess not riding a horse.
Okay.
You know,
in
you
which way?
Enslave their ancestors. Josh, man.
All right, so I'm going to give you three of the suggestions that was given, and I'm going to list it from the most logical to the downright fucking weird, okay? The first two is kind of normal, right? The first two, it's suggested to ask permission to enter their quote-unquote territory. So, and referring back to the show Trece again, when they were doing their ad campaign, one of their hashtag on the show was to say tabi tabi po. In Tagalog, that translates to like a respectful way of saying excuse me. When you say like tabi tabi po, and you gotta like go down, like squat like down like this, like oh tabi tabi po, like to go down, like, you know, like if your family was watching in front of a TV, and then like you know how like people like kind of squat down and say like, oh excuse me, like I'm passing through.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
like bitch, just walk fucking forward. You're blocking more waves. Like when you're doing that,
you're taking more time.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of like a respectful way of kind of going on about it. The second one is while asking for permission, it's also respectful if you're traveling in their territory to not make so much noise or pretty much just shut the fuck up the whole time. Like, don't talk when you're in their territory. So that makes sense, right? Like, that sounds like a logical respect.
Yeah, that's like a good neighbor.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of hiking in the past, especially in Alaska. Oh, my God. And I'm sure it's prominent in Canada, too, bro. Like, you have to play some, like, loud-ass music so bears won't get attracted, right?
Yeah, I'm sure some places, not where I am, but yeah, I'm sure there's areas where that could be an issue.
Holy crap, I had to like bring like a Beats pill because I'm like, dude, if a black bear sees me, like I'm a snack. Like,
Then you're just, he's going like to break your bones while listening to WAP.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm juicy, so, all right, so here's the weird, like, this is how to avoid being messed with by a tikbalang, and I swear you're going to be like, what the fuck? In order to avoid being messed by one, you have to wear your shirt inside out.
Okay.
That's so specific.
Yeah. Okay. They're not wearing shirts, so that doesn't help me. Would that be because, like, that's a sign of vulnerability? Like, is that...
Wait, did they give you a reason for that one?
They didn't give no reason. That was the
reason. Oh, okay.
Wild. Okay, all right.
Here we are playing.
All right, so let's play theory. Why do you think what do you call it? Inside out shirt is a way for them to kind of like leave you alone.
If I had to guess, I would guess vulnerability of some sort. Like it's, I don't know. It's not really, but that would be my guess for some reason.
I like that. Sean?
I don't know. These things don't wear clothes. I don't know why clothes would have any eye to them, bro. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just a deal they made with another hunter or something like that. But. Okay.
Also, did they have, like, right ways to wear clothes back in the day? Like, it was just rags, wasn't it? Like, it didn't matter which way you put it on, really.
But, I mean, like, they have, like, the stitchings are probably, like, more inside than outside.
That's fair, yeah.
So, I think, my theory for that is that because they're, like, the prankster of the group, the fact that the shirt is inside out, it's kind of like, you're right, Josh, like, I'm going leaning towards vulnerability as well. It's kind of like, you know, when you go out in public and your shirt's inside out, what do the people do? It's either they point it out and they laugh at you. Yeah. So since because they're pranksters, that's kind of like a shameful to someone. It's like, ha, your shirt's inside out. You're fucking dumb. Like shit like that.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
That's my
guess. I can get behind that.
Okay. Get behind this. All right.
I'm going that tick boy.
Is that what you're gonna call it now, stick boy?
I've already forgot what the real name is.
All right, so I'm gonna go to the next creature, the last creature that I'm gonna refer to, and perhaps this is the most notable aswang and the subject of many terrible CGI movies when I was growing up in the Philippines, and they are the manananggal. And I did mention it earlier a while ago that Malaysia had their own version of the manananggal, which was called Penanggal, I think. But Philippines decided that they wanted to kick it up a notch, because why not? Let's be extra.
Shit, these are scary?
Huh?
I just Googled it too, bro. These are fucking scary.
They're scary, bro. All right, so as it is, these aswangs are considered man-eating viscera suckers. By day, it has the appearance of a usually attractive, beautiful woman, but at night, it turns something to extremely hideous. Ooh. So a little lesson of the word history of manananggal. The word manananggal comes from the Tagalog word tanggal. And when someone says tanggal, it means it translates to either remove or to separate. All right, Josh, say tanggal for me one time for the Filipinos listening to the show.
Tanggal.
Tanggal, eh? You got it right.
All right. Okay, cool. Is that going to be the game at the end of the show where I just have to try and pronounce all the words you said?
It'll be me versus you, Josh. Who can be better at being Filipino? The results
White guy
may surprise
says foreign
you.
Words.
To be fair, I'd listen.
Yeah, that's my parents' favorite genre of YouTube videos. White Canadians trying to be Filipino. That's their shit, bro.
You're gonna have,
is that a niche?
It's a big niche, bro. There's like six different Canadian dudes that are Filipino.
Oh my god.
Or are just living six in the Philippines, speaking Tagalog, trying to be Filipino.
This dude's gears are fucking going right now. It's like, shit, this is how I'm gonna make it, huh?
I now know Mift.
Alright. So to continue on with that, why are they called manananggal? These creatures have the ability to separate themselves from their body. So at night, they often go for people who are sleeping And if you've ever been to the Philippines, the structure there in the Philippines, it's a lot of the houses are not, they're not structurally sound. Like in the US and Canada, you know, you have like a nice roof. It, for the most part, it's pretty much impenetrable. Like unless like a big ass rock or like a snowfall like destroys your house, right? But for the most part, it's good. But in the Philippines, the roof, a lot of the roof, especially in the poorer neighborhoods, all they have for roof is like a tin roof. Like it's really, not only it's tin, it's really thin. Like it can get destroyed right away. So the tin roof, they're prone to like holes, or sometimes a lot of the people still lives in huts. It's still kind of like an underdeveloped country, even though it's like we're kind of in the modern era now. But these creatures especially prey on pregnant women, and they use their super long tongues to eat the fetus from the mom's belly.
Nope, don't like that.
this is the part where it gets kind of creepy a little bit. So they look they look creepy as shit when they transform into a manananggal, and it's even creepier when they only fly with their top half of their body, and then they leave the bottom half where they initially launched from. So it's literally like, you got your base right there and a bitch flying like 20 yards or 20 miles away.
Yeah, it looks like her orgs are just hanging out.
They're just hanging out. Exactly.
That's disgusting.
It's so gross. So the legend has it that in order to defeat a manananggal, you have to find the bottom half where it came from. And then, you know, like you got a salt bay.
And tip it over.
Yeah. No, you don't have to tip it over. Like shit, you just got to put salt in it. You'd be doing the most, my guy. And then you spray salt or garlic on their torso. So because of this, the bottom half kind of gets burned off and the creature won't be able to rejoin the body. And when they can't do that and the sun rises, they pretty much get burned and disintegrate. So in a way, they're kind of like vampires, but, you know, like obviously freakier.
I was going to say, it does have like very, very much bad influences on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, it's definitely a lot more creepier.
Yeah.
The folklore is especially famous in the middle of the islands of the Philippines in the Visayas region. Philippines split to like three major islands. You got Luzon in the top portion. Then you have Visayas, which is kind of like the middle. Then Mindanao is like the southern islands. Well, we got like 7,100 islands. So it's kind of a lot to choose from. That's why we have like so much languages. And you would think that because things are getting modernized in most places, that the stories kind of might dwindle down. But you'd actually be surprised. I was reading this from the Ghost Stories subreddit where a user who deleted their name, they shared a story about like 2 years ago. And they said that when they were kind of growing up, that a manananggal tried eating them from their mom's womb. Like when this is the story that they were telling their parents. Or the parents telling them. She mentioned that her mom started hearing the noise of like someone like flapping their wings outside. And when it was bedtime, she kind of had a sense that someone was like kind of watching her. Inside the house, she started to get freaked out. She started screaming. And then her husband and all her brothers ran outside, picked the sharpest thing that they can find initially, and then just trying to find where that creature is. But, you know, unfortunately, they couldn't find him. And it just so happens that this person was born in the area where I said that it was most notably popular, which was the Capiz area. But like again, it's a lot of the theories that the disease that was lingering there, that's probably what caused, I guess, abomination or like the theories or the scary stuff about it.
Right.
Also reading some of the comments on the thread, and it's crazy because some people even commented that Americans supposedly caught wind of these tales, so they purposely cut some people in half.
Oh.
So the folk tale is like believable. And you know, the Philippines has also been colonized by the U.S. at some point. So they try to spin this rumor or this theory, and just so people will be scared, be afraid.
Hmm.
Is it true?
That's
maybe.
I was gonna say I don't know much about the Philippines. Is it possible that there are like large bats that, like very large there bats are? That could be?
Yeah, they have those flying foxes over there. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there are
flying foxes. What the fuck?
Like a flying kind of fox. It's not really it's not really a fox, but it's just a big ass bat.
Okay.
It's like furry, so it looks like a fox.
Yeah. Here, I'm picturing like this large fox just flying through the air.
Definitely not. It is just a big ass bat.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, so I mean, that could be where a lot of those started. Because bats are kind of top heavy. They would look like a top half if you really didn't get a good glimpse of it, maybe.
But yeah,
that's my logical brain. My hopeful brain is that they're not out there.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, the Philippines is very in tune with their paranormal side. Like, it's, yeah, the Philippines is super in tune with, like, the paranormal side. Like, all their, growing up, like, people would tell, like, stories about, like, how, like, their house was haunted. Like, shit, like, I've experienced some paranormal stuff growing up, but that's, like, save it for another story. But, yeah, it's super ingrained in their culture. And it being immigrants, like Sean, your parents are immigrants too. So it's like, that's what kind of what we grew up with. And they try to take the culture here. And even though like I'm a believer of ghosts, but that's kind of like where my roots started from. It's just like, there's some fucked up shit out there that's trying to kill you.
Yeah, no. And the more you talk, the more it was like, you could see the overlaps between like European monsters and like, Philippines monsters, like it seems like it's roughly vampires, right? Mm-hmm. And then like centaurs are roughly the horse ones, and you guys just took it to another level.
Yeah.
You guys are like, these aren't scary. I'll show you scary.
Like, they're
you have to wear your shirts inside out. Nothing scarier than that.
Yeah.
Like, there's also like shapeshifters and shit, like that could possibly be like werewolves.
Yeah.
There's true theories of mermaids and all these other stuff. And it's funny because, Josh, you're going to laugh at this. There's literally a ghost that they just call a white lady.
Oh, yeah, the white lady.
Yeah.
To be fair, they're the scariest things, bro. I know.
Facts. They're called Karens in North America. And quote that shit, bitches.
Clip it.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much my story about the Aswangs. I know it's just a general overview of what they're about. I only gave you two examples, Thick Boy and the Manan. I don't know if you have a nickname for Manananggal. Josh, Manananggal. if you want to give him a nickname, that's all you, our white delegation friend.
No, I can't. It doesn't.
That's probably the right choice. That's probably the right choice.
The right choice, right? Choice.
I was thinking, I don't even know how to go. No, I don't want to do it.
And I'm pretty sure as we conclude this show, Josh is going to go and research, how many competition do I have if I'm just going to start speaking Tagalog as a Canadian?
How many views can I get?
Dude, they get hella views, bro. I'd be watching my parents like, why are y'all watching this shit, bro?
It's good. I like it. He's a white speaking Tagalog, and ako ang galing.
Oh, he's so good. Galing. Wow.
Do they watch it to make fun of the people, or do they watch it?
They just fucking throw on the vlog and watch white people experience things they've experienced their life. So they're like, okay. Oh yeah, I don't know.
I do that too.
It's like, oh yeah, gentrification.
That's mostly Twitch. So.
But yeah, that's my story for the week. Do you guys have any thoughts, any revelation that you came up with? Like, oh my God, like I didn't realize, or anything that you've learned that interested you in any way?
You can go ahead, Sean.
Not really. Just the fact that Asian horror shit is always, maybe because we're used to Western horror shit, but Asian horror shit always seems like an extra step towards the fucked up line. It's always a little bit scarier. Like Asian horror movies,
yo,
fucking fucked up, bro. So it's like Asian monsters, you know, they got to go ham with it. Vampire, nah. Vampire cut in half with intestines that only eats fetuses, bro.
Yeah,
you know the vibes.
Fuck Twilight. You got here glowing bitches. We got bitches that fucking separate from the bottom half.
Fly to ain't no half. Glitter up in here, bitch.
And jacked horses.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck Jacob. We have thick boys.
Yeah. I would watch a movie,
dude,
where it was a horse boy and a what do they call it again? Men.
Go ahead.
Not even gonna be able to pronounce it.
I believe, bro.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Say it.
I can't remember the last half of it.
Say it with your chest.
Manitalingo.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch that show or movie.
All right.
Yeah, I think my thoughts are very similar. Like I had never heard any of this, which isn't surprising. We don't learn about many cultures here in North America. But the overlaps are kind of crazy. But yeah, you guys take it to another level where it's like, well, these are horrifying nightmares. Like it was, and I guess that was European was just, I don't know, like they just found it. I don't know why it was like toned down so much, like vampires and stuff like that. Like they're like these suave, elegant, like that's what vampires are. They're just like, they're not monsters really. They're kind of just, how would you describe
cool.
Like, what's that?
They were just cool looking, dude.
Yeah,
they were just these like frat boys that just bring girls home. Like, I don't know. It's kind of cool to see the different cultures and how that shows in the fairy tales and folklore.
Well, I mean, I hope you learned something new this week, even though it was poorly researched. Yeah, like I said, there's my story for the week. The introduction.
Bro, you said poorly researched. I was going into this thing like just thinking it was the first paragraph of Wikipedia. You had a whole ass. You were ready, bro. I was like, dude, if this was my episode, I would have been like, well, that's fucking it. That's all we got.
I wrote one word down for this episode and it was dick butt. Well, that's two words, I guess. and you researched like 7 pages. It was crazy.
It took me like 2 hours.
Were you drunk when you did it?
Nah.
2 hours.
Nah. I was watching wrestling and I was getting bored, so I wrote shit.
Bro, I've never written anything for Shots and Thoughts, so I'm like, 2 hours? You did what?
Yeah, that was really well done.
It was really well done.
Thank you, fellas. But yeah, like I said, this is my story for the week, the introduction of Aswang and how they somewhat play to the Filipino culture. It's a lot of them in terms of creatures, so like for part two. this is probably going to be a... this is probably going to be a common theme for me. I love spooky stuff and I enjoy this. So maybe I'll do more of the cryptid scary side because I know Josh said that he's more of a not that kind of guy. So I'm going to introduce him to a brand new world. So,
well,
yeah, definitely.
I'm almost like, I think it would be cool to do like a Brothers Grimm and compare the two sides, like the white monsters versus the
white monsters. The ethnic monsters.
just see like the difference. I think that'd be kind of cool, like because Brothers Grimm did like over 200 fairy tales. It's like Snow White and like those kinds of things, right? So I think it'd be kind of neat.
Hey, it'd be kind of dope if we can do like an Olympic style draft, you know, like just be like representing Brothers Grimm.
That'd be awesome.
But I mean, that's all we got. And I know I mentioned earlier today, we're going to give the dummies, and not the dummies, I'm sorry, like I'm so used to doing this. We're going to give the listeners a chance. So, you know, finding your shows too. So Josh, wouldn't want to tell them about Let's Start a Cult?
Yeah, so Let's Start a Cult, I go on every episode and I research a different cult and have a guest on usually with me. And I explain what the cult, how the cult formed, the cult leader's passions, interests, and why they became a cult leader, and usually talk about how the cult ended because not many cults last that long. So if that kind of thing interests you, you can find me at Let's Start a Cult Podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Awesome. And Sean, go ahead and give Shots and Thoughts some love.
Man, you guys are pros. I'm one third of Shots and Thoughts. You know, we learn a new thing every week. We've learned why dogs smell each other's butts. We've learned the origins of a bunch of random shit. You know what I'm saying? How macaroni gets the hole. You know, what's Memorial Day for? We go from serious to stupid really fast. But we learn a new thing every week while taking multiple shots of liquor. And then we play 3 drinking games resulting in more shots of liquor. And then we make the drunkest person give a recap on the lesson we just learned. All right, so you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're Shots and Thoughts. And then if you want to find us on social media, we're at SNTPOD. And we come out with new episodes every Monday. So, yeah.
Awesome. So this is, hopefully, this pilot launches. But by the sound of it, I think this turned out well for a first recording for us. But thank you so much for listening to this week's stories. If you like what you hear, follow us on all major podcast platforms. We don't have that settled yet. Follow us on social media. I still gotta make it. And be sure to leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Still gotta make it. Again, we are your hosts. I am John, joined by my good friends, Sean and Josh. We are signing off. And remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, you must have read it on Wiki. Peace.
See ya.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show.